friends. Welcome to our podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie.
And I'm Madison.
We're best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Hey friends, welcome to Friends with a Twist podcast episode number 5.
Woohoo, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome back to our friends who have been in it for the long haul. Welcome to any of our new friends just checking us out for the first time tonight.
Yeah.
And we wanted to just take a minute, kind of reintroduce ourselves, sort of give you the lowdown on who we are, what this is all about, so you know what to expect. So again, if you've been with us since the ripe old episode 1, you already maybe know this, but for anyone new joining us, we just want to let you know what's going on. So I am Kenzie, and you will hear me talk about my husband, Gary, and my faithful sidekick here is Ms.
Madison. Yes. Hey, everyone. I'm Madison. I'm sure you've heard me talk about my partner, sidekick, my number one, my hubby, Barry. Barry and I have been in the lifestyle for, I think, at least over 10 years together. We like to enjoy the lifestyle by meeting other couples. We do soft swap, full swap. We've kind of advanced throughout the years. We started off very slow. We like to also meet single males, single females, just find friends in the lifestyle too. Friends we can have some naked fun with, whether it's sexual or it's not. It's still just a good time. So that's kind of what our deal is. How about you guys?
I agree with all of that. I think Gary and I are in a very similar space. We've also been at this game for a while, also started very slow. And I think you've heard us talk before, perhaps, about being social swingers. We really enjoy meeting people. We enjoy some of that like sexy, fun buildup. It's not about going out and meeting people to sleep with that night. That does happen sometimes. I'm not trying to sound high and mighty here, but we really do enjoy meeting people and building some of those friendships and having that group of friends that we can have those sexy twists with and kind of enjoy some of this journey along the way.
Yeah, exactly. And we love to share our stories through this podcast. Yeah, sometimes it sounds like we're maybe giving advice, but really it's just from our experiences. Like everything we share, we're not trying to pressure anyone into anything. We're not giving, gosh, professional advice by any means. We just hope that maybe some of our listeners will learn from some of our experiences or maybe hear something new that they haven't heard about trying before. And maybe that'll help open up their lifestyle experience a little bit more.
True. And along with that social swinger idea, just kind of food for thought. The other day on Twitter, fellow podcasters, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, the We Got a Thing podcast, for anyone who listens, lovely, wonderful, awesome podcast. They've been around a while. They made a post about the idea of the word swinger sort of having a negative connotation, I think, in larger society and or sort of a stereotype of the 70s swinger and just like keys in a bowl and like, I don't know, like 70s porn or something.
Yeah.
So they sort of made a comment about the idea of being socially sexy, which I thought was a fun way to think about it. So that was something I think that can kind of apply to us here as well.
That's a very cool idea. I love that terminology they threw out there. Yeah. And speaking of other podcasters and other people in general on social media, I think we both would definitely like to say another thank you to everyone who has either liked, commented, listened to our podcast, maybe even given us a review. I don't know if we've gotten reviews yet. But if you hear our podcast and you like it, please, just a reminder to maybe leave us a review, give us some feedback. If there's anything new you'd want to hear from us, we would appreciate that. And again, our Twitter is at FWAT_podcast. Oh, I had to think about those letters for a minute. Gosh. And same thing with our Instagram, FWAT_podcast. And of course, the FWAT is Friends with a Twist, in case you forgot. So I think what we're going to move on to next is our chick chat segment.
Can't wait.
Let's get our shots ready.
Woohoo! All right, welcome back. We are ready for our chick chat segment. And of course, we have to start things off with a shot. So cheers to you, Madison.
Cheers.
Oh,
that's perfectly chilled fireball. That's amazing. I love it.
Oh, so good. Mm-hmm. It's just, I feel so warm and fuzzy. Okay, so that's out of the way. So we're going to start with a little bit of what's new. So Madison, what have you and Barry been up to?
Oh, you know, the usual. Just having sexy times together. We're still trying to stay engaged as much as possible via websites like SLS. Just still trying to stay communicating with people, even though we really haven't been venturing out. There's places that are starting to open up around us. Oh my God, this fireball got me tongue twisted. But we honestly haven't been out to parties or anything like that. But We're still keeping in touch with people, making plans for warmer days ahead. We've also been using some of the new toys. I haven't posted many pictures of them, but there's a few other new toys that Barry got me that we've been using that have been fun. And, you know, in general, we're just looking forward to some warmer days so we don't have to take naked photos out in the snow anymore.
Right.
Although that's been fun if you've seen our social media lately. Yeah, I think that's really about it for us. How about you and Gary?
Yeah, pretty similar. We aren't necessarily super interested in hitting up parties yet.
Yeah.
A little sort of leery of big crowds, you know, trying to be responsible and socially conscious and but still trying to live a little and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, we did meet one new couple.
Ooh.
At a restaurant. You know, we followed all the proper protocols as much as we could there. So that was good to, you know, meet some new people.
How were they?
They were fun. They were good.
Meaning? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the typical sort of like first date, sort of like everyone's a little awkward. Yeah. It's like the interview kind of. And of course, you know, we're just at a restaurant, you know, I think on a Friday night, like it wasn't like a bar, it wasn't a club or something super sexy. So obviously that puts a little different vibe on things.
Do you think you'll meet him again? Like, was it a good?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. But yeah, they kind of had asked an interesting question about like when, like, I think he had asked, like, tell us about the conversation that you guys had when you decided to be swingers.
Oh, that's a good one.
And we sort of like stopped and thought for a second. But I mean, there wasn't just one moment in time or one conversation when it was like, let's flip the swinger switch and here we go. And I mean, obviously we answered as such and kind of explained, you know, our little journey and how we got into things. But it was kind of just an interesting perspective, I guess, to kind of have that question posed.
Yeah. What was their answer shocking to you, or was it kind of just normal? Same as you guys? Not to like blow up their spot or anything.
No, not at all. No, I don't think their answer was anything out
Status
of the ordinary.
Quo.
Yeah. Just kind of, the same. But yeah, I don't know. That one kind of just like caught us off guard a little. Like, I mean, it wasn't just one magical conversation and everything changed. Like, for us, it was definitely a process and multiple conversations over time.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah.
So, yeah, it was just kind of an interesting thing. But but no, it was good. They were nice, attractive. Like, we had good conversation. Like, it flowed easily, which is always important to me. Because, you know, sometimes you hit those awkward silences. And I mean, it's to be expected, but... No, it was good. So, yeah, we would definitely consider meeting them again. So I guess that's our big highlight of 2021 so far as like meeting new people or reaching out. Yeah.
Good.
So we'll see where that goes. You know, stay tuned. Maybe I'll have some other stories in the future. But
maybe one day we'll meet them. Can they join our friend circle?
Maybe they can.
Are they
flots
at that level?
No, I mean, not yet. I mean, there's potential, but like.
Okay.
Not
Fingers
yet.
Crossed.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So I think, yeah, both of us just, you know, trying to make the best of where we're at right now in 2021. Mm-hmm. But last episode, we had talked a little bit about sort of New Year's resolutions, you know, things that we were all trying to sort of focus on for this year. But I thought it might be interesting, too, to sort of focus that in a little bit more this time and talk about if you and Barry have any, and I'll, you know, I'll answer for me and Gary, too. But if you guys have any kind of swing resolutions or goals for the new year here.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think ours are kind of vague in a sense.
That's right.
But I think generally, number one, we want to start getting back to some swinger parties. I really miss that atmosphere. Yeah. I love being able to dress up slutty, sexy. Like, you can't do that like at a normal place. Like, you want to dress up sexy to go out to dinner, but like, you can't it's just different when you go into a party. Yeah. It's just fun to have those, wear those certain outfits and get out with like-minded people. We definitely want to try to meet some new couples that we've been talking to. There's at least a handful that we've been communicating with for a while. We really would hope to meet in the coming months.
Yay.
And then definitely, I really want to meet another legit single male because we seem to have a lot of fun doing that and I miss doing that. So I definitely want to try to meet somebody new this year that we both connect with. Well, me physically, not Barry physically. Like, I want to connect with the single male, but all of us, like, mentally, hopefully find a new friend to hang out with and have some fun with.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's pretty much it for us. How about you guys?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, all those things would be lovely and wonderful. I think maybe a little bit for me more selfishly or personally, I would like to try to be a little more adventurous. Which I don't know how weird or not weird that sounds to people. I guess if you're completely vanilla and hearing some of the other things I've talked about on this podcast, you might think, dear God, how much more adventure do you need, girlfriend? But I think I have very strong preferences. And I'm one of those girls that kind of, I know what I like and that's what I do and I stick with it.
True.
Which works and like that's fine to an extent, but I don't know, like maybe it's like hitting 40 or like I'm facing my mortality here, like some sort of midlife crisis, but like I'm ready to try some new things, get some new toys, try some different things. So that's on my list for this year.
Be a little more slutty adventurous.
Yeah,
sexy
maybe.
Adventurous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. So that's exciting.
Well, we'll see what happens. So more to come on that. I might have a little small, tiny little story for later, but
yes.
Yeah. So the last piece of our chick chat that we wanted to cover today is actually a listener question.
Yay!
So we got a question on Twitter from Naughty Auntie. Thank you. And their question, and I'm saying they're as a couple, they asked, we prefer to swing at parties and clubs, though we've also had private meets at home with couples and single guys. Our question is, when you see group play going on at a party or in a club, how do you join in? Sometimes we're a little bit reluctant to jump straight into group play on a bed in case our presence isn't wanted. However, once we're involved, we find that the play just flows. What's your experience of this? What do you advise? And how can we ensure that we don't upset anyone when trying to join in with group play? So, Madison, do you want to start with this or you want me to take a stab at it?
Oh, I guess I can start us off. Wow, that's an awesome question.
Yeah.
Lengthy, detailed,
yes.
But like totally legit question that I think we've both kind of thought about when we've gone to bigger events or swinger parties that we've been to before. I think generally the rule is if you're in a public setting and you see other people having fun in front of other people and they're not behind closed doors, it's not anything private like that. Like, I think you're okay to try to dabble in and join. I don't think there's hard limits unless, of course, people say to you, no, sorry. Like some people just like doing things in public because they like to be watched like that gets them off or turns them on. But I think when you're in swinger party settings, like, if people are doing stuff in the open, it's generally acceptable to try to join in, at least slowly. You don't need to just hop on and try to slide your dick inside someone if you're a guy, but like slowly start with maybe some touching and then kind of see, you got to kind of read the room or read the people and kind of see how things go. I know we've been to places where we're not always comfortable maybe jumping in with new people. Sometimes we are. We just go for it. You just have fun. But in general, when it's people like we've never met before, we've never talked to before, we take it a little bit slower. Like we wouldn't just jump in with people. But at certain places, there's, you know, private rooms where you can do things. There's windows you can look through. If the curtains are open, free game to watch.
Yeah.
If the door's open, door's unlocked, or door's like kind of tilted open a little bit, like I think that's kind of an okay, like that's it's signaling like you're welcome to other people joining. I don't know if you have any other tips or you've observed any other things, Kenzie.
No, I mean, I agree with everything that you said already, Madison. It's not something that Gary and I have personally experienced, but I agree that I think there's kind of that, I don't know, swinger rule. I don't know if it's an unspoken rule or not, but I agree that when you're in the open, when the door is open, you're sort of that invitation is out there that people are welcome to join.
Yeah.
I just think for like me personally, if that was something that I was going to explore, I would sort of proceed with caution. And like you said, try to read the situation, you know, kind of look for some of those cues if people are pulling you in or giving you side eye. You might want to make sure that you're asking for consent along the way. And again, I think I've mentioned that before. Like, I know that that probably sounds really clinical, but I think there are fun, sexy ways, like, you know, to ask someone if that's okay. And can I do this? Can I put my mouth here?
Simple
can
like
I touch
that.
You
yeah.
there? Mm-hmm. I think, you know, that that just will help everyone be clear and feel comfortable. So that, I guess, would be my advice. Again, not really having much direct experience with this, but I think that it has been some of my observations of those kinds of situations.
Yeah, and just to add on to that, kind of a quick summary or follow-up for anybody who's a newbie that might be listening to this podcast, when you go to public, well, not public, private swinger events or large where there's a large group of people, you're not always going to be approached to kind of join these big public situations or like big open sex events happening in the middle of a room. Like there's places to have your own private time if you want to, whether it's just with your spouse that you go with or the person that you go with or another couple that you're interested in. Like there's never any sort of pressure in these situations. So I think that's why there is that question, like, how do you join this? Because no one pressures anyone for the most part to kind of get involved. And I think just our takeaway from this is start slow. Definitely ask, is this okay? Are you okay if I do this? Is it okay if we go further? Kind of getting that consent in a nice way and see how it goes.
Yeah, have some fun with it. So thank you to Naughty Auntie for that question. And we are going to take a short break, probably have another shot, and then we will be back for our Life in the Lifestyle segment.
All right, now we're back with our Life in the Lifestyle section. And today's topic is going to be one of my favorites, sexy photos. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love a good photo. Not just a good selfie, which I definitely post probably way too many of. But sexy photos that are fun to share on websites, like swinger websites, on Twitter. Of course, we've learned that. On our Instagram. There's just something fun about being able to take a photo that makes you feel sexy, makes you feel good, whether you have some clothing on, whether you're fully naked. I don't know. There's a whole group of things that go along with taking a good photo. Do you agree?
Oh, my gosh. I do agree. And I think that part of being in the lifestyle is you're going to have some of these sexy photos to, well, sell yourself. You're going to have some sort of photo of yourself and or your partner on a website, on somewhere to sort of show who you are, what you're all about, why people would want to meet you. So I think there's, it's inevitable, I guess, that you're going to take at least some sexy photos. And hopefully you want to take some sexy photos.
It's marketing.
Yeah.
For yourself.
Yeah.
And your spouse or your partner.
I think that they can be very fun. I will also say that I acknowledge they can be a lot of work, typically for the female. I think it's easy to think, I'm just going to snap these couple of photos quick and move on with my life. And you can certainly do that. That's fine. But I think if you want like some really interesting, fun photos, it's going to take a little work. And it doesn't have to be laborious, but you need to put a little effort into
this. That's what I'm saying. There's a whole thing that goes into a photo.
Yes.
Exactly. So I guess we can just dive into some of those things first.
Yeah,
just like it. Your everyday photo, like for your profile. Let's start with that.
Yeah.
Because I think let me just start off with this. Mm-hmm. We've done boudoir photos together. We've done photos where just our husband takes photos of each of us individually. We've done photos together. Mm-hmm. But like majority of our photos initially when we joined the lifestyle were for our profile.
Yeah.
So starting off with the profile photos. Number one, well, I don't know if this is the order they go in, but one of the things you should think about is your environment that you're taking the photo in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't want any of your dirty laundry in the background, literally or figuratively. You want to make sure that you're really not just thinking about like your face and your body in the photo. It's what's behind you. Is it things that are very identifying if you're trying to be very discreet in the lifestyle? Right. Is it just that you're a slob, but you don't really want to portray that to people because you're trying to impress people?
Sure.
Maybe take it in the cleanest spot of your home or clean your fucking home and then take a photo. Something else to think about, like, is the lighting.
Oh, gosh. So important.
Have you seen photos where, I know we're not professionals here with our lighting, but, like, you got to kind of think about it. Like, we're recording in my house right now, and gosh, it's a little bit old house. We're in our fun little area downstairs, but, like, these big fluorescent lights are above us. I mean, you got to kind of work with that. It's not always the most flattering.
Sure.
I know some people take photos, lots of males usually, and sometimes it's like dark. Mm. I feel like you can barely see their faces sometimes, or it's not really highlighting the best parts of their body.
Yeah.
You can use light to really show off parts of your body that you're really proud of, or that you've worked really hard to make look good, or whatever
the
case may be.
Yeah.
What else can you think of that are good tips?
Yeah. Well, let me follow up on what you just said. I know that I'm getting to be an old lady now, but if I have to like squint and I don't know what I'm looking at in your photo, you've lost me.
Yeah.
So that kind of goes to that lighting piece that like if it's so dark, I don't even know what I'm looking at. Like, I'm sorry, you've kind of lost me.
Yeah.
So just to follow up on that. I think other tips to think about would be certainly whether or not you want your face in the photo.
Oh, yeah.
Especially like continuing with that profile photo idea. Again, to each their own. You know, some people are just in it to win it. They're out there. That's awesome. I dare say you, Madison, we are not.
Discreet, yeah.
We are
You're
not
professionals.
Putting faces.
You don't want everyone to know your business. Yeah.
So I think that's something to think about. And I think there are ways to take a fun, sexy photo without having your face in it, or finding creative ways to sort of hide your face, maybe without using a bright yellow emoji, which I know is one of Gary's pet peeves, but to each their own. Mm-hmm. And then also thinking about if you do have identifying tattoos, birthmarks, piercings, I don't know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Be aware, you know, be thinking about that.
Some people don't think about that.
Right.
If
you want it out there, if you don't want it out there, in some cases, you know, you can try different angles and positions and poses that are going to obscure those things. Or you might, again, have to sort of get creative with how you want to cover, blur, whatever, sort of make yourself a little more anonymous in those photos.
Yeah. And it's more than just, oh, here, I took a photo. Yeah, it looks sexy. Yeah, I look hot. No, you got to kind of think about the whole picture here.
Mm.
Like we said, the lighting, the background, identifying things. If you're trying to be very discreet, you don't realize how many people are really in the lifestyle once you get going till you get going and you realize how many people that you know could be in this lifestyle. So it can be very easy for people to identify you. So that's just something else to think about with some of your photos.
Yeah.
But especially with photos for profiles or for swinger websites, I think just taking sexy photos like that is a really fun thing to do with your partner in this lifestyle. Number one, it can kind of turn you guys on a little bit and make your sex life a little more fun. It can be just enjoyable for you to use some of these photos as a gift. I think we've both done sexy photos. Well, we've done the boudoir photos, but even just general photos we've taken of each other. Like, we've used them for calendars. Mm-hmm. I've made a photo book for Barry. Some of my sexy photos, not naked, but like I've made phone cases for him. Like, there's so many things you can do. Like, it's really more than just, I need a sexy photo just for the lifestyle. Like, it goes beyond that too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can remember still the first sort of sexy photo shoot that I did. I dragged Madison along and she helped me out and she fed me some drinks along the way so I could loosen up a little. Like, I thought I was being all slick and clever because I wanted to surprise Gary. It was going to be like a Christmas gift, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I was not as smooth as I thought because, you know, after the fact, he's like, well, yeah, I knew something was up. Like, you were leaving the house with like this big bag and Madison came to get you. And like, clearly, like, whatever cover story I had provided.
We're terrible at lying.
Yeah, it was not good. But But I mean, so like, yeah, he had some ideas, but didn't really, you know, obviously he didn't see the photos until like I like gave the gift or whatever. But yeah, so I mean, it can be fun just between you and your significant other, your partner.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to all be, you know, out for public consumption, but.
So yeah, that was our first boudoir shoot together. Like not that, I don't think we did photos together together, but yeah. That was the first time you did that, right?
Yeah, yeah, my right? first ever, yeah.
Yeah, that probably was like my third or something, I don't know. I've done a few because it's just so fun. But we worked with, so for that case, we worked with a professional photographer.
Yeah.
He has done photos for Playboy, for Hustler, many other things. Like he's a legit professional. So the photos obviously were freaking amazing. Mm. And I think we actually learned a lot from him during those shoots as far as how to pose appropriately, to highlight our bodies in the best way. I think one of the big takeaways I got from him, honestly, was that photos aren't just still images. Like when you're taking them, it's like you're doing a dance. It's a constant movement because they're going to take like 2,000 photos. It's like just click, 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 click. And you have to just keep moving because you don't know that one moment when you're moving really weird. Like that'll be your favorite photo. Yeah. You're probably going to like 10 of the 1,000 photos. And one thing I can also recommend for whether it's a boudoir shoot or just a sexy photo in general, if you're sore or like you're uncomfortable in a position, guarantee it's the hottest position. Yep. Like if you're not sore the next day after a photo shoot, they might not be the best photos. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, no, you're onto something there.
So just a quick tip for any guys who might be amateurs at taking photos of another person, whether another male or female. Same thing applies to you. Constant movement is really the best. Like you don't just want to stand in one position and have your model, we'll say, whoever it is, be the one moving. You need to go high. You need to go low. You need to try to work to get those better angles, get the better lighting. It's really a two-part effort. It's a dance.
Yeah.
Photography is a dance. So one of the other photo shoots I did with that same photographer that we used, it was another boudoir shoot with another couple from the lifestyle, but it was just me and her. And it was pretty hot, actually. Mm. Like, we had never played before as a couple. And actually, I think this was the only time, like, we ever played was, like, on camera. So me and her, we met at the same studio where we did our photos, Kenzie. And part of it was she brought champagne and she was pouring I was pouring the champagne down my body. Like we were both naked. I started pouring it like at my neck. It went between my boobs, down my body. And she had her mouth right there at my vagina sucking the champagne like as it dripped down my body.
Yeah.
Like that was pretty awesome.
Well,
I don't think I'd think to just do that in a regular play session. I don't know. It might get a little sticky.
Yeah.
But like this is just I don't know. That was one of the top like fun stories I had doing photos. I don't know. I thought that was pretty memorable. I don't know if you have any fun stories. Well, maybe not that extreme, but.
No. Yeah. Gosh, I don't have anything that good.
Well, I feel like we've been just us four hanging out, me, you, Barry, and Gary, like our photos have evolved.
Yeah.
Like we're getting a little professional here.
I know. We got like some lights. We've trying to mix it up a little. I know that I read somewhere online that apparently like a pink or red light will help diminish skin blemishes.
No.
Not that you have any, Madison, but for, like, you know, for reference out there.
Like cellulite too?
I think so, yeah. Like scars and cellulite. Like it kind of helps smooth things out. So for anybody who's out there and interested, like thank goodness for Amazon. I think you can get like a red light pretty cheap these days just to mix it up a little bit. And I know I've seen people post about having those light bulbs that they take specifically. Well, once upon a time when we had like swinger hotel takeover parties, they would take the colored light bulbs to switch out in the hotel room. So just like even those little things. I mean, I'm not like we're not here to say that you have to go find a Playboy photographer to go get sexy photos. Like,
but if you can, go for it.
I mean, it is cool, but you don't have to do that. We were just fortunate that it all like the stars kind of aligned on a couple of those. But I think that just making a little effort, with all due respect, friends, goes a long way. Make sure the background is like clean, at least like not cluttered. You know, I don't need like to come to your house and do the white glove treatment, but just like not cluttered, just be cognizant of those things. And I know for me personally, and I might, again, you know, I might piss some people off here. Like, I don't need a close up of your vagina. Like, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. How do you, so you're against all that?
I mean, I'm not against it, but like, it's preference. Just not really going to do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I want Maybe I'm old fashioned. I want like a story in my photo. Like, what's happening here?
Like wine and dine me. Don't just show me your dick. Like,
just I'm a simple girl. Yeah, I don't like the close ups. Just don't do it for me. And I'm sure they do for other people. And guys, that's great.
Well, maybe,
like,
yeah.
Go for it. Yeah. You do you, boo. But it's just not my thing. So it doesn't
turn me on. I like a little mystery. Yeah. Like, even in general, like, hanging out at parties and whatnot, when we're all just, like, fully naked, it's like, meh. Like, it's great. Yeah, it's fun. But, like, when we get to wear, like, lingerie or even just a thong or something simple, like, that's sexier to me than just, like, that. Like, it's all
just
there.
All out, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And no, I'm not turned on by just, like you were saying, like, dick pics. Or as I'm scrolling Twitter sometimes, I'm sorry. But when it's just a close-up of, like, spread-open vagina, like, it just doesn't do anything for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, maybe it'll get a little wet, like, because it's just a natural thing. But, yeah. I don't fantasize about just that.
Right. I would agree. Okay. I would agree. I know. And I'm sorry. I don't know if we're, like, pissing people off, but that's just
whatever. This
where
is
I'm
our
at.
Podcast.
Yeah, this is us. So... We're clearly not here to make all the friends. No. Like, we might not be everybody's cup of tea, but...
You shouldn't be. That's boring.
You know, we can't be everything to everyone. So this is just where we're at, so...
And so speaking of photos and sharing them with people, when we have our each individual house parties...
Yeah.
Do you guys have, like, a rule? Well, I know the answer, but can you share with our listeners? Like, do you have a rule about photos or cell phones being out? Like, some places... Yeah. Nudist places, like, you can't really have your cell phone out, or Desire, like, you have to supposed to cover your camera with a sticker. Like, are you that crazy? Like, share a little bit with everybody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in theory, yes, that's our preference, is that once the titties are out, the cameras go away.
Yeah.
But, you know, rules are made to be broken, and that...
Unless there's consent.
Well, yes. But... I mean, there's, like, a classic example I can think of. It was a party at the Gary and Kenzie home where I think there was four ladies involved, all butt naked. Mm-hmm. And there must be, like, 10 photos of the four of us, just all, like, arms over shoulders, like, smiling, laughing, like, not a fucking care in the world. And... Somebody, like, texted them to the group the next day, like, oh, thanks for a great party. And Gary about lost his mind. Like, oh, my God, who was taking photos? Like, we shouldn't, like, that's not cool.
Where are they going to end up? You don't
know. Yeah, exactly. So our preference is that once people start to disrobe, that there are no more photos. But clearly that doesn't always quite happen that way. But how about at the Barry Madison home?
Pretty much the same rule here. I think your house is the more naked house.
We have that reputation. I don't know.
You do. Like, your parties are the naked parties. And when we have parties here, it's like, oh, guys, it might be a little more Neapolitan here. There might be some vanilla friends, too. But, yeah, if there was nudity, like, I would hope that people weren't taking photos. It's happened here, too. But I think if you're with a close group of friends that you actually do trust and you want the photos just for your own memories and you're sharing them in a group text where it's just this group and you make it clear, like, please, or if you're going to share these on your website, please, you must blur out our faces. We do not give you consent to share our face. Like, I think that needs to be said no matter how close your friends are.
Yeah.
So, Kenzie and Gary, just so you know, like, you do not have my consent to share my face in your naked photos. I think that's, like, fair to talk about, but we're kind of the same way. We love to express ourselves with photos, but when it's being shared or taken by other people, a little more cautious.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. So I think our takeaway message with photos, not being professional models here, is to have fun with it, but be aware of what you're doing. Be cognizant of what's in the background. Take a minute to play with the lighting. Go outside if you can, or at least be near a window. Natural lighting seems to work better for a lot of people, a lot of positions. So just make sure that you are thinking about these things. I mean, if I'm going to be really crass about it, like, give a fuck. One fuck is all you have to give. Just be thoughtful about what you're doing. And I think you'll be really happy with the results that you get. And I guess, you know, just nobody likes that surprise photo when somebody, like, jumps out from around the corner to snap a picture of you when you're getting out of the shower all awkward. Like, don't do that. Like, that's probably not going to be your sexiest, most flattering position. So just put some thought into it. Do the best you can. Nobody is expecting you to be, you know, Playboy model of the year here, but just have some fun with it. Try a bunch of different things. Photos are free. You can take as many as you want. You know, delete the ones that suck, and you're going to have a few good ones that you can share. So that would be our message to all of you sexy friends out there.
Yeah, photos are so much fun. All right, so now we're going to move into our Going Deep segment. Oh, it's a good one. And we're back to talk about the other hole. Yeah, folks, we're going to talk about anal.
Get ready, strap it in, here we go. We thought it'd be fun to start with, you know, lighten the mood a little and start with some of the slang terms for anal sex.
Some of which I've never fucking heard before.
No, but here we go, folks. Kay. The back nine.
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Backdoor action.
Hershey Highway.
The dirt road.
Fudge packing.
Raw dogging in the fart box.
Up the Cadburys.
Swedish bike ride.
Ride in the A train.
Nudge the fudge.
Stir the pudding.
And French third base. Ooh la la.
That was so fun.
Several I've never heard of. So this,
oh my God, me either.
Was a learning experience. So,
well, clearly anal's a popular thing. Yeah. It's international. It's in Sweden. It's in France. Everywhere. It's everywhere. Obviously in America.
Yeah. So we're going to start slow, as you should you are doing anal things. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with the butt plug conversation. Mm-hmm. And this is the one area of this topic that I might have a modicum of experience. So I'm going to leave everything else to Madison. But no, okay. Not really. But so the butt plug is a fun toy, a good tool. Mm-hmm. It can help physically prepare you for other things.
For the dick.
And I actually was introduced to yet another term in trying to prepare for this so I could sound somewhat intelligent. I don't know if I'm pulling that off yet. But apparently you should be doing anal training if you are interested in the anal sex.
So define that.
In the old Swedish bike ride.
It's anal training.
So anal training is essentially just preparing your anus for intercourse.
Oh.
And so the butt plug was mentioned as a tool to do that, to start to stretch a little, to start to get used to those sensations. Mm. You know, obviously it's not going to be the same thing as an entire penis in there versus a butt plug, but it's a good way to start and to go slow. I think lube is just an absolute must in these situations.
Yeah. Whether it's just straight up spit or real lube. Yep, it works.
Wow. Well, all right.
Yeah. Sorry. Did I throw you off there?
Yeah, a little. I'm all flustered now. I got to get on this.
She's flushed.
Swedish bike ride again. Okay. All right. So I guess in this regard, I'll share my one tiny little story. And for my anal expert friends out there listening, you're probably going to roll your eyes at me, and that's fine. I get it. I probably deserve it, but bear with me.
Got to start somewhere. Yeah. Go ahead.
So I've never been a big anal fan. I said it. I'm sorry, everyone.
Prude.
So Gary and I have done it a couple times with sort of mixed results. I don't know. I'm not there yet. Maybe that's going to be part of this swinger 2021 goals of being more adventurous.
Yeah.
I don't know. Stay tuned. But I had some minimal success. It was good success, but it was probably a small thing. Last week? We'll call it last week. I don't remember. All the days blur. It's a pandemic. Who knows? Mm-hmm. So the short story is, or I'll kind of get to the point of the story. Gary and I were enjoying each other privately, not in any sort of swing situation.
You're fucking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were getting there. But I had a butt plug in.
Oh.
My little trusty little blue ridged butt plug.
Good for you.
And I was using my wand.
Yes.
And
yes.
I was able to orgasm.
Yay!
I know. I don't think Gary really gets it, but that was a big thing.
So like he wasn't penetrating you
no.
by any point. It
no.
was just that in.
Yeah.
He, was he using the wand?
No.
Or you were?
No, I was.
So he was just watching you.
Yeah.
Orgasm.
Yeah. And I mean, he was like kissing and touching a little bit.
Awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, it was like, it was, and I get, like, I mean, I don't know. I can imagine how this probably sounds to different people, but like, it was kind of a big deal for me.
It
like,
is.
I usually have not been able to orgasm with toys. Mm-hmm. So like, that was exciting. The fact mm-hmm. that there was a butt plug involved was kind of exciting. It was kind of a unique combination for me.
Wow.
So I know, like, here I am, but like, that was, you know, it was nice. I enjoyed it. It was good. And it was definitely surprising. Like I mm-hmm. Gary could tell you, I did sort of like do this little awkward giggle as it was happening, like as I was orgasming, because I couldn't believe that it was happening. So like in my true little like, you know, awkward fashion. Mm-hmm. But no, it was, I mean, it was good. So that definitely, I think, gave me a little confidence, you know, to maybe try some other things down the road. But so that's my little butt plug story. So
did you have anal sex after or no? It was just,
let's not get crazy.
So after you orgasm, mm-hmm. did you guys have vaginal sex with the butt plug in?
Give
me everything.
We had vaginal sex. I had taken the butt plug out.
Okay.
Yes.
That's fine. Just curious.
I mean, in that particular instance, we have had vaginal sex other times with the butt plug in. Yes, mm-hmm. but not that particular instance. Yeah. Well, that was good, too.
That's so exciting. See how good it can be? Like, I feel like people are so afraid of anal that they don't want to give it a shot.
Yeah.
But there's so many nerve endings back there. Oh, my God. It can be so amazing to orgasm, especially. So I guess I'll just quick jump to me and butt plugs. I have quite a variety. I have a few. Maybe I'll share a picture. Like, I have a bunch with little jewels on the end. So sometimes I feel like a little diamond princess. I'll walk around with my little butt plug jewel in. I'll bend over in front of Barry and be like, look at my diamond. It's not real, but like, look at my fake diamond in my ass. I also have the little fake tail. Mm. Mine's pink. Mm-hmm. Like the little fox tail, you know, it's a little butt plug that goes in and then you have a tail. That's cute. That's fun. I mean, you don't really get much after that unless you're going to take photos. But like, it's just fun to like bounce around, shake it a little. Sometimes I swing it around like it's a dick, you know, swing around back there. That's fun. Besides butt plugs, I have used regular like thin vibrators up my butt. Have you?
Mm-hmm. No,
just,
I have not.
Just regular short butt plugs.
Yeah.
And now I have an assortment of sizes too. There's definitely one that's my favorite. Has a pink jewel on the back end. It just fits perfectly. And I do exactly what you said. That anal, what did you call it? Anal training?
Yeah.
I love that term. I actually think I learned that from listening to some swinger podcast. She had talked about using that ahead of time to warm up. And I totally think it works.
Yeah.
I definitely have done that a few times with Barry where I'd wear the butt plug around the house. Of course, I tell him because it's sexy because you just feel it. You know it's there. But then when we go to have sex, it's so much easier. I have to admit, you have to try it.
All right. Good to know.
But besides that, slow and wet is the way to go, of course. I agree that. If you want to try anal, or even if you're not sure, I don't know, talk about it. I think it's worth at least talking with your partner. I've done it with partners where, yes, we've used straight up lube. And yeah, I know you like freaked out when I said this, but like I've looked back and I've seen like my partner just spit down to lube me up. And that's enough too to get it in.
Hey, whatever works.
As long as you go slow and start steady, like... You can definitely orgasm, or at least get close to it, in my sake, with anal. It's it can be so amazing. Yeah. So I think if you're a newbie, if you're scared of it, even if you're a pro and you just haven't really done it too much, I think it's worth venturing down that path a little bit more.
No, I agree.
So Kenzie, like I'm curious, what is it that you're afraid? Are you like afraid of something with anal? Does something intimidate you? Does it just freak you out for some crazy reason? Like, what is it? That
pain.
You don't really like it.
Pain? I'm afraid of pain.
Well, yeah, it can hurt, but if you go slow and you have a trusting partner and it's wet enough.
Yeah, Gary doesn't really do slow. So.
Okay. So, yeah, I'd agree that if you go too fast and too hard, it's not comfortable.
Now, in fairness, before everyone like freaks out and calls like the spousal abuse hotline, I don't think that's a thing. No, I mean, yeah, he would absolutely do. He would go slow
it's
for
hard
me.
For a guy,
and yeah, I mean, like, I'm joking, everyone. Like, don't.
She's okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. This is not a cry for help. No, I just, yeah, I'm afraid of pain, frankly, I think has always been my hesitation with anal.
It can be.
There's certainly a little factor of, like, I'm kind of a germaphobe, so just, like, it's not, and I mean, I know there are steps you can take ahead of time if you know that's where you're going to be more hygienic about things. Like, if it's just, like, a spur of the moment, like, anal, maybe things aren't as clean as you want or would like or whatever.
Can I just say, there's that. Every time we do anal, for the most part, it's usually spontaneous. Although sometimes we plan ahead because it's a special thing for me and Barry. Like, it's not like an everyday thing.
No. Well, yeah.
It's maybe once a season thing. I don't prepare. And I've never had anything be like gross or weird. I know people, it happens to people, but I thankfully, knock on wood. Oh my God, knock on wood behind me. I've never had it where it's like gross and dirty and weird like that, and done it with a condom, without a condom, like something kind of turns me on too, because like, but like I'm okay for him to like finish in my ass,
yeah,
like because I'm not worried about anything happening, and
sure,
yeah, it's a little weird afterwards, but like I don't know, it's just more fun to me because we can do it full on that way, he can finish in me, I can feel him like pulsating inside of me, but yet I'm not like worried, like it's just raw, it's just us, it just feels good. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're kind of selling it now.
It hurt, even for me, like it hurts a little at first, but once they get in, and I always tell him, like, he gets all the way in and I'm like, just wait a minute, just wait, I'm accommodating, just wait a minute. It's not sexy, but I'm like, wait a minute, and then he can like pound me super super hard.
Huh.
I'm not lying.
All right.
But like I just need a minute to like relax.
Yeah.
And then it's really good. It's really good. I'm not lying.
All right. Well, for what it's worth, just a quick little shout out. Because I don't have a ton of experience in this area, and I knew we were talking about this, I tried to do a little research.
Aww.
So for anyone who's curious, I found an article on sexwithdrjess.com all about anal.
Yeah.
I mean, so that title just tells you right away what it is.
It's legit.
And on cosmopolitan.com, you know, the authority on everything.
Real legit.
I also found an anal article there. So you don't have to take our word for it.
Yeah.
There's other resources out there. But yeah, so if you're interested, there's some tips there. But I did read in all of this that getting the head in is apparently the worst part.
Well, yeah.
Because that's the thickest part.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's the start. So if you can just...
Gotta get that mushroom cap in.
You gotta get the mushroom in, and then I think you're in the clear. So... So that's butt plugs, that's anal with our spouses. So what about this, Madison? What about anal with swing or socially sexy partners?
I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a hard time trusting people in general. And I feel like anal is such a sacred thing to me. Like it's just, one, because it's just so sensitive. Like it's very quick to not feel good.
Yeah.
Or if you don't start off on the right foot, it doesn't feel good. So I don't think I trust people enough. No offense, like Gary, like I just outside people, like I don't know. I just feel like it's too much. Like I don't have control because it's hard for me to like,
yeah, you can't
control
really
how it goes in.
Or, yeah, yeah.
And I've never done that with another couple or another single. I don't think I will, at least for a while. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable with that yet. Would you even?
No.
I doubt you would approach that.
No, I would not. but I honestly, I've debated in my own head. I don't know if Gary and I have talked about it a ton. I've debated if we were with another couple and if the woman was into it. Like, I've tried to think about how I would feel about that. Because I think part of me wants him to have that experience. Like,
oh, to let him do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like if he and her are okay with it, like who am I to stand in the way of happiness? Like, but I think if I'm being completely honest, I could see myself being like a little, I guess, jealous for lack of a better term.
I get that.
Like,
yeah.
Damn, like I can't really do that for him, or like I'm not super open and willing to giving that to him. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a bad wife. Like,
no,
all
that's
that
a
crap.
Big part of it.
Yeah.
No matter whether it's anal or anything outside of that, when you see, when I see my spouse doing something with someone else and they're so turned on, or I see my spouse so turned on and like, we haven't quite been in that situation ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of bothers me too.
Yeah.
I get it.
So, yeah, it's kind of a delicate.
So female emotions.
Yeah. Damn those emotions. So
not only like, a dick in your ass. How do you feel about just a little slip of a finger? Huh. Or as guys like to call it, eating ass, like a tongue around your butthole for sexy terms. Like starting with your spouse, or I guess with a swing couple too. Like, how do you feel about that?
Okay. I will start with the swing because I feel like that's a good short answer.
Okay.
Zero, none. That really has never happened. Like, I've never been in a swing situation where the person I was with ventured into that territory. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why necessarily. Like, I'm not upset about it, but I don't really recall having those conversations of like, can I touch your ass if we play tonight? Like, I mean, that would be an awkward way to talk about it anyway, but you get what I'm saying.
Even in the moment, I feel like you should be like, if they do it, they should then say like, is that okay?
Yeah. Like some sort
at
of.
At some point you need to ask that. Yeah.
So like, I'm not necessarily against it with a swing partner, but it honestly just has not happened. And then as far as with Gary, yes, I'm a fan of the finger. We've done that. That's cool. I can handle that.
Like just the tip or?
I don't know. I think like maybe the pinky. One of the smaller digits.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Like,
sorry.
I don't think. Yeah. So that's okay. Oh, there was another. I feel like I'm missing a part
Does
of the
he
question.
Does he eat your ass?
No. I've never had anyone do that.
No?
In my life.
I'm trying to think if I have.
And I don't know. I feel like I would need advance warning. Like, I'm not opposed to the idea because I think I can understand how it would be enjoyable. But I would want to be prepared.
Oh, my
like,
God.
That's
yeah.
not just a. Like, I would feel so awkward in the spur of the moment, like, that something was not quite right.
I can just picture you.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, so OCD. I'd be freaking out. I couldn't enjoy it. Like, I would want to know ahead of time. So I'm not against it, but it's never happened. So how about those same questions for you, Madison?
I don't know. I'm definitely okay with finger, tongue, dick, toy, butt plug, with my spouse.
Yes.
Anything could go.
All
up
of
there.
The above.
Anything lubed and thin enough can go up there. Yes, I'm welcome to that.
This is why we make such a good pair.
But it's with my spouse, so it's not that whorish. But with somebody else, no. I think I'd be okay with a little touching with a finger. I'm not sure how I feel about a finger penetration in my ass with a swing partner.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that more so would make me think about, like, dirtiness, like, if this, like, just worrying about, like, what does it look like back there,
right?
Kind of
and
thing.
Then where is that finger gonna go next?
Oh my God, like, that's a pet peeve of mine. Can we just say that? If mouth wise, if you go from, or oh my God, no, even toys. So when we use dildos, vagina, ass, and then he tries to put it back, I'm like, no, honey, that's how you get UTIs and shit.
Mm-hmm. Those are no good.
Seriously, I have a thing about that.
Yeah, I mean, there is some hygiene to consider here, folks. Like,
yes, yeah. But yeah, I'm okay with a little finger, a little tongue. I don't think Barry's really eaten my ass. It's not so funny to say. Licked my ass all that much. Maybe a little bit. Definitely not with other swing partners or single males, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So clearly, anal is what you make of it. I don't think it's something to be scared of. I think there are great benefits to be had if you're willing to give it a try. I am there with you, friends. If you're like new at this, if you're thinking about it, if you're not entirely sure, that's kind of where I am. But lube up and give it a go. That's my advice, friends. So with that, we're going to close out Life and the Lifestyle. We will take another shot, probably, because why not? And then we will be back and we will answer our mystery question from, I think this month is Gary.
Oh, shit.
Hang on.
And we're back with our surprise question from Gary. Oh, gosh. I'm always nervous about these questions. Because in case you've never heard our podcast before, if for some weird reason you're starting with episode 5, we appreciate you. But we do these surprise questions from one of our husbands. We alternate every episode. And we read the question live on air. I guess on air. Seriously, neither of us have ever seen these questions ahead of time. So we literally have to read their chicken scratch on air to you guys and think of our answers right on the spot. So, Kenzie, good luck to you. Let's read this question from Gary this week.
Here we go. And honestly, the chicken scratch is sometimes the toughest part of all of this. Okay. So this episode's question is, this episode focused on photos. There's like sub questions. All right. Number one.
Fuck.
Madison, give Kendi a photo challenge to post on Twitter. And if you're really intuitive, you're probably going to know what part two is. Kendi, give Madison a photo challenge for Twitter. Think. I believe this word is location. Clothing, props, theme. And then the last part of this magic here. What challenge do you both have for FWAT, Twitter and IG followers, to post?
Holy shit.
This is like a dissertation over here.
Okay. All right. Let's just break this down.
Yeah.
So my first question, the first question to me, was to give you a photo challenge for Twitter.
Right.
Well, Instagram and Twitter, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A social media Twitter,
if you will. Media photo
challenge. That's not a thing. A social media Twitter. A social media post. Those were the words I was going for.
Okay. So, like, I need to say it right now.
I guess. Okay. And I'm frantically churning in my head here as you're, yeah. So
you know what, Kenzie? You've been talking a lot about wanting to show a vagina. Like, not literally maybe wanting to show it, but you know what? You've brought this up a lot. So my challenge...
Off air, but yes.
Off air. My challenge to you is to figure out a way to take a photo that is like, whether it's spreading your legs and have something funny or classy in the middle, or like blurring something in the background, some sort of way like you're trying to show your vagina, but obviously we're not that explicit that we're going to show it.
Mm-hmm.
But I challenge you to kind of display your vagina in a classy way for a photo to post on social media within the next coming week and a half. I'll give you a week and a half.
Class up your vagina. Yes.
Class up that V.
Got it.
Woo. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
If you need a minute to think about my photo challenge, it's okay.
Oh, geez. I don't know. All right. So, gosh. All right, Madison. My challenge is, I'm going to sort of pick and choose here from the statement about thinking location, clothing, props, theme.
Okay.
I'm going to give you like a prop/theme challenge.
Ooh.
Since we always talk about our fireball shots.
Okay.
Something with a fireball shot, bottle, something. I don't know what else. Like a flame. Like
something fireball themed.
Something fiery.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my challenge to you.
Sort of photo with any sort of thing related
nice
to fireball.
Nice and vague. Yes. That is what I give to you, my friend.
I so accept that challenge.
Perfect. Okay. And then, last but not least, our challenge to our beloved listeners.
Ooh, I love you.
Whoever is out there listening and you feel up for this challenge, a photo for you to post to either like tag us like on Instagram or Twitter. Something that you are comfortable sharing. Like, please don't, you know, like, don't go out of your comfort zone. Tag FWAT podcast when you do so.
FWAT underscore podcast.
Yeah. All right. So our challenge for you, friends.
Or maybe just the photo, like, you feel sexiest in or something simple as that.
Yeah. I like, you know, it's 2021. Like, there are limits to the sort of, like, things and photos you can have happen right now, perhaps. So yeah, just even if it's an oldie but a goodie, like, what is that photo where you feel sexiest?
It can be just be your face. Like, you can be fully clothed. Just whatever you feel like the most confident and the sexiest in you by yourself, you with your spouse, you with your swing partner, whatever the case may be. No, we don't need your, like, vagina lips spread open. We don't just need your dick pic and your balls saying hi to us. Unless that's how you feel sexiest. All right, fine. We get it. But for the most part, like... Share, if you're comfortable, You can cover your face if you need to. Just the photo where you feel the sexiest and the most confident, and tag us in if it's on Instagram or Twitter. It's FWAT_podcast. And we would so be happy to, number one, just see those and appreciate them, because yes, we love to like see who's listening to us. We would love to follow you back on either sort of social media platform. And we'd love to connect with you if at all possible via social media too.
Absolutely. And we love to see those sexy photos, whatever it is that makes you feel sexy, because I feel like that's going to come through threefold or morefold. Whenever you are trying to take those sexy photos, the better that you feel, like the more confidence that you project. I feel like I see that time and time again, like on social media, wherever, different like platforms, that's what shines through the most for
True.
People
yeah.
is whatever pose, whatever position, whatever outfit, whatever makeup and hairstyle, etc., makes you feel confident. That is what's going to shine through. So rock it, own it, love it, share it, and we would love to see it.
Yeah, we would love to connect with you guys via your photos, like this section that we're talking about now, or honestly, even if you guys just have feedback or ideas for future episodes, we would love if you'd share that with us. Either message us on Instagram or Twitter. Again, we are FWAT_podcast, or you can even email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. We are very open to constructive criticism and any questions or feedback, or even if you just like to reach out to us, if you're in the, well, this is kind of broad, but the Northeast area of the United States. Clearly, we are in that area with the snow photos we've been posting. We love to make new friends. We would love to connect with you, get to know you guys on social media, at least to start, and maybe meet some of you in person in the future.
Absolutely. So that's it, guys. That's going to wrap up episode 5 for us. Leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. Give us feedback. We're welcome to ideas. So until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.